views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 20th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. We've got a full day today. Ben's over there running the show, you might say, and morning. National Days today.
It's National Rescue Dog Day, so yep. National
Buford Day. Yeah, Dog Rescue Day. It's National Buford Day. And?
Yeah.
It's National Pick Strawberries Day.
Well, and guess what?
Oh,
we have the Strawberry
gosh.
Festival on today, too.
Wow.
At least we're supposed to. Okay.
National Be a Millionaire Day.
Oh, well. You know how to be a millionaire in the radio industry? Start with 4 million. And it'll take you right down. Okay. Good morning, Linda.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. And yes to you as well, Carl, and Rick Vassetti in the house, and also Buford, and to our wonderful producer, Ben.
The pack is together.
The pack is together. Hey, partly sunny today.
The pack is
back. Today with around 93. Looks like we have light and variable wind, but tonight's going to be mostly clear with around 62. Tomorrow's calling for, they're calling it a hot day at 98. We still haven't reached the triple digits, but 98 overnight, lows of 64. Friday calls for a high of 96, overnight lows of 65. Saturday high of 92, and Sunday 92. Memorial Day will be around 91 as well. And so according to the forecast here, we start going down around 10 degrees next week. So Tuesday will be around 81. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs.
And we're here with Rick Bassetti, the man behind the Colt 45s.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
It's time for the boys of summer.
Yes, it is. And hopefully they all get here on time. Some really exciting events happened yesterday.
Okay.
That is affecting 10 of our players. Six of them at the community college level, four from Palomar College in mm-hmm. San Diego,
yeah.
and two from Feather River up in Quincy. They both qualified for the California State Championships Final Four.
Okay.
All right. And so they'll be meeting in Irvine. There's a tournament in Irvine for the four top community colleges. And Feather River will be facing off with Palomar in the first game. And in that game, we'll have six Colt 45 players.
So some of them will come.
Oh, they're all
those. I mean, they're all coming. But when does that end up?
Well, the final championship game is scheduled for the 25th.
Okay.
And so the two of the pitchers from Palomar said, hey, you know, the championship game's on the 25th. We're supposed to be there the 26th. Would it be okay if we show up on the 28th? I said, you're in the state championships. Get here when you want to get here. Now, but good young men anyway.
Good.
What's really exciting about it, and they brought it up, was they knew that they had teammates now who are going to be on the other team. And they go, this is really different. You know, we're going to be competing against each other, and then less than a week later, we'll be getting dressed in the same locker room playing with each other.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that happens in baseball. Sometimes you get traded. You know,
I was, of course, you know, most people have seen Billy Ball.
Right.
Or whatever, I forget the name of the movie. Was that it, Billy Ball? Anyway.
Moneyball.
And what a wonderful movie. When they told the guy he was leaving that day. And I think there was one incident where somebody was traded during a game and ended up playing against him.
Between
doubleheaders. He got traded, put on the new uniform, and played against his original team.
Right, yeah. Wow. Only in baseball.
Only in baseball.
Wow. Yeah.
But we're excited about that. And then also there's four players coming from CSU San Bernardino.
Okay.
They're a Division II school. And I believe if they win today, they will qualify then to go back to the NCAA Division II World Series in Cary, North Carolina.
Well, you've had others that's happened to before.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
had
absolutely.
To join a week or 2 weeks later because they were playing in the World Series.
And we've had schools, we had players from like, NAIA schools. Like 4 years, 3 years ago, we had four players coming from Georgia Gwinnett that was in the World Series up in Lewiston, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, it's really cool that the people in our area in the North State, Shasta County, and they can come and they can watch this level of players play here. You know, but we have to wait for them to get here. So anyway, it's exciting.
But there'll be a full team out there on opening night.
We have 33 people on the roster. And so that'll be, that's probably the most we've had in a while.
Mm.
15 pitchers. So, you know,
wow.
we never want to hurt anybody. You know, the Colt 45s is, the coaches look to us as a development team for them.
Right.
We don't belong in a league. We're not trying to, we want to win every game.
Sure.
But we're not going to hurt somebody at the expense of trying to win and
keeping them out there maybe an inning too long.
Or, you know, force a guy to play if his leg doesn't hurt at shortstop, stuff like that. Because, you know, our coaches are established people. They're not, a lot of these teams are manned by young college coaches who are trying to build names for themselves to move on in their careers.
Sure.
And so sometimes they'll use these young players as stepping stones. Like Ben Adams, who's the head coach at Palomar, he loves sending us guys. He says, I know I can send guys to different leagues that are maybe a higher level of league, but I know that you aren't going to hurt my guys, and every one of my guys that's ever come back from you has been better.
Well, you know, how long has the Colt 45s been going on?
Let him turn his phone off.
I'm going to definitely do
He's
that.
He's doing that right
that
now.
What that was?
We're challenged. You know,
me.
We got to figure out, like, look at it.
You and Rick.
We just got to look at it.
You stare at it for a while, and then if you stare at it and say, okay, I've looked at it, it's going to stop.
No.
And then, that's Linda's way of doing it. She goes,
that's female and left-hander.
Okay, Rick, how long is the Colt 45?
2004 is when the team started.
Okay, so 22 years now.
22 years, and we're playing at a field that's 103 years old.
There you go. Man, you've
really?
Got that field in good shape.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff happening today.
How much dirt came in the other day?
25 tons.
Now, see, Linda and I have really gotten into this dirt because of rodeo.
Really?
You know, watching people moving dirt and, you know, and for the rodeo.
Grooming it, checking
the humidity inside the arena. Now, is this special dirt?
Absolutely. It's from a company called DuraEdge. DuraEdge, I think, currently has about 85% of the dirt infills of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
It's a proprietary type of a blend.
Oh, okay.
And it's a mix of loam and sand and clay, and it really sets up nice and firm. So it was a little soft. When you first get it down, it takes you a little while to groom it and get it in. You have to blend it with your existing material that's there.
Yeah.
And so the first game played on it was UPrep played Central Valley in the first round of the playoffs. And so I asked the coach afterwards, I said, see, how did it play for you guys? He goes, oh, Rick. It was so fast.
Wow.
But it was so true. He said the balls bounce. There's no odd bounces. It's nice and smooth and stays true.
So if it hits in front, it's going to come straight
It'll
at
come
you.
Straight.
It won't go off to the side.
Well, it's more of the up and down, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, because when you're on turf, on dirt,
mm-hmm.
if you have hard spots, soft spots, hard spots, soft spots,
yeah.
right, the ball will bounce. It hits a hard spot, it'll jump. It hits a soft spot, it dies. But if it's consistent, it's a consistent bounce and a roll.
It's not like when we were playing in the old days, playing on our fields, where where that ball would come in, and you just kind of put your glove about halfway and put your body behind it because you had no idea where that ball was going to go.
Sometimes you played goalie as much as you did baseball.
There you go. You were taking shots in the chest, the
right.
legs, anything to knock it down.
Yeah.
So,
growing up in Verdeville, California, just north of Anderson, we had three different sandlots as a kid growing up. You had the little bitty kid field, then you had the middle kid field, and then you had where the big kids played, right? And you always wanted to get called up. Hey, we need a right fielder. Hey, we need a second baseman.
You want to be called up.
You wanted to get called up
from the mini leagues.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Rick Bassetti, general manager and the force behind he and his beautiful wife.
Oh, Patty does.
Patty, you know, the force behind the Colt 45s. And we're getting ready to start another summer of baseball. We are ready here. Our announcers are lined up.
You got almost all the games all sold out.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Got a lot. I think we've got, probably we can still sell six games. So if you want to advertise, very good prices for the baseball games. We have different prices on that. And then get your name announced numerous times during the game.
And all over the place.
All over the place.
I was mentioning to Linda,
yeah,
the parents of our players that come in to play, yeah, and we have them back in Oklahoma and Texas and everywhere, that listen to the games.
And they do.
And they do.
They do.
And they're probably calling me when the game's not on. Rick, what's going on? How come we're not, you know, because they all want to listen to this.
And we broadcast the games we sell, and which is, you know, we try to have some every weekend,
right,
and we move things around so we can get them every weekend. But my favorites are the grandmothers writing to me and saying, oh, I love listening to my grandson's playing, but you're mispronouncing his name.
Yeah.
And I go back and I say, I'm sorry, man, I'm going to get that fixed right now. And yes, it wasn't me.
Spell it phonetically for us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, it's, and the kids are getting excited too. You know, they're saying, hey, when can I be here? We're going to actually have, I think we have six local players this year, three guys who are playing college ball out in the area. And then we got three kids who are probably the three top high school graduates this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, Tyler Jones from Shasta, Blake Short from Foothill, and Deegan Palos from West Valley.
Cool. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Rick Pacetti and the Colt 45s.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
In Shasta County, we believe in hard work, honesty, and doing things the right way. From the ranches and orchards to the Sacramento River and the shadow of Mount Shasta, our community deserves elections handled with experience, integrity, and common sense. That's why I'm supporting Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment. paid for by Franciscate for County Clerk 2026.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:21 in the morning here on the 20th of May. 64 degrees going up to, I think, 93 today. And our guest is the sign that summer is arriving, Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s. And we can't wait. When's the first game?
The 29th.
The 29th.
Yeah.
That's 9 days from today. It's a Friday.
Right.
And Linda's going to sing the national anthem. And if you're out looking for a laugh, I'm throwing out the first pitch. And I've already warned the mascot, get behind the net, because I haven't pitched.
We'll have one of those Bull Durham moments, right?
Where he's going to be standing.
Or Major League, where you hit the guy in the head.
Yep, hit him in the head, knock him down, and he goes, hit him in the head.
Well, you just don't. I'd rather take that, Carl, than you bouncing it in the dirt.
I'm not going to bounce in the dirt. Okay. Maybe a little bit high.
All right. High is better than bouncing it in the dirt.
Well, yesterday we had Tracy Edwards on and Maria Orozco, and Tracy was talking about when she threw out the ball. And
she said, I've done it twice, and I've been teased so badly about it.
I'll never get over it.
I'm getting, you know, she used to be a softball pitcher.
She was a heck of a ball player. And she was a really superior athlete.
So they let everybody compete for it, and so that's what's happening there. So,
well, good.
Well, I hope my arm will be able to get use my arm.
Well, we got Watsonville Warriors coming in to play us for the opening weekend.
Watsonville. Okay.
Yeah, the Watsonville Warriors.
That's kind of a great name.
Yeah, we opened with them last year. And so, you know, they get a lot of their players from the community colleges and Division III schools down in that area of the California and that sort of thing. You know, one of our advantages, I think, is that we've been in business for so long here. We have relationships with so many different coaches all over the place.
Yeah.
Some years, coaches don't have players for us, and then other years we'll get a call and we go, "Hey, I got to put these two guys there with you," you know, that sort of thing. I just had a player.
Now something else, and we bring it up every year, but I think it's important, is that you use a wooden bat.
Oh yeah, it's a wood bat.
That is totally different from the college kids who are using the metal bats, because wooden bats hit differently.
Oh yeah, well it all relates to what they call the sweet spot. You know, when you're a hitter and you hit, when you square a ball, they call it squaring it up. When you got two round objects moving at speeds combined, the ball's coming at 90 and you're swinging the bat at 95, you know, that's 185 miles an hour, and one's 3 inches in diameter, the other one's 2¾ inches in diameter, and they hit squarely. It's a really difficult thing to do. But when you do that and you square it up on the sweet spot, you don't even feel the ball come off your bat. It's that sweet. That's why they call it the sweet spot. It's so smooth, you don't even feel it. Now, you move that ball down an inch and a half or an inch and a half, either way, or a little lower on the bat, It can hurt your hands. It can break your bat. It can do all kinds of stuff. So for about the first probably 3 weeks these kids are here, they're taking a lot of extra batting practice, trying to get used to that sweet spot. Because on a metal bat, what they use in college,
yeah,
that sweet spot is probably 5 inches long. And
so it's easier to hit.
2 inches wide. Well, it doesn't hurt it, and you're not going to break it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and if you're a strong guy, you can fight off the ball and do that. A wood bat, though, your sweet spot's maybe a half inch wide and 2 to 3 inches long. And if you miss that, it's a problem.
Have you ever had a player, and you've been doing this for years, and I've talked about Colt 45, mm-hmm. have you ever seen a natural hitter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
and what makes them a natural hitter?
I think it's a combination of they figured out their swing for their body, because
uh-huh.
you can't, if you could make everybody swing exactly the same way, like a Ted Williams swing,
yeah.
you know, or a Tony Gwynn, you yeah. can't. Baseball is so individualistic when it comes to that. So every hitter has to find his swing. And when they find that swing and they have that good combination of hand-eye coordination,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's where it all comes together. And we've had a number of really, really good hitters come through here.
Does it mean they can get that bat on the ball almost every time?
Yeah, and it's not just getting the bat on the ball. It's where they get the bat on the ball on the pitch. So you could take a fastball that, say, take a 90-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. And you can hit that ball anywhere on the field, and it's just determined by when you start your swing.
Okay.
If you're a little bit early, you might pull the ball. If you're right on time, you're going to drive it right back up the middle. If you're a little bit late, it'll be going to right field. And so a good hitter, he learns how to keep his hands back. He learns how to keep his upper body back. And just, you know, you got to have – let me put it this way. When I talk to you guys, I give my speech about hitting. I go, this is a dance.
Yeah.
All right. The pitcher's out there on the mound, and you always hear him say, oh, he's finding his rhythm. He's trying to find his rhythm. And as a hitter, you need to get into his rhythm.
Right.
You got to learn how to dance with him, because his job is to get you off balance. His job is to make you get out in front, be late, reaching out for a ball that's outside. But when you see that guy throw a ball and that hitter comes up and he's right on time, the hands are there, and phew, he's got that perfect swing on it. He's in sync with that pitcher.
Yeah, it's a ballet.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And we've only got a couple minutes left. Okay, it's going to be the 29th. It's the first game.
Yes, sir.
Tickets are?
Well, there's a variation, but they start from $8 and go down to $4, I think.
Okay, I've got four $8 tickets right now. General admission for any night. Okay,
yep.
So give us a call here. I'm going to give you four tickets any night, but love to have you join us on the 29th for opening night.
Opening night.
605-4567.
Yeah. These are golden tickets. You can use them anytime.
You can use them any of the 40 games that we have.
That's
40 games in 60 days.
And
wow.
And then there's hot dogs and hamburgers.
And really good food.
Nachos.
Snow cones.
Jalapeno peppers.
Snow beer
actually,
floats.
And they have Chardonnay.
Hand scooped.
Chardonnay and beer.
And shelters. We got a new concrete pad.
Oh, wow.
For the beer garden area with a 20 by 40 shaded cover on it.
Whoa.
With pub tables and high back chairs.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, upscale.
Oh, boy.
Rick, thanks so much. I want to have you on next week if you have a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I know how busy you are.
We
so
you
come
time.
Back in and we can talk some more.
We need people out at the ball games. That's what makes it happen.
I got Jacob, your announcer, coming in next Tuesday.
Good.
And he's been our announcer for a couple of years now at a Simpson. We will be giving away games all season,
but
if you don't get them this time, but you've got now can join us on opening night.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 29th of May.
It'll be a good crowd.
Oh, it's going to be a great crowd.
You know, the ballpark will hold about 1,100,000 people. And when it's packed like that, the electricity is, it's dynamic.
Yeah.
It's just, and the players feel it.
Well, I asked Jacob, I said, do you want to cover over you? He goes, no. He says, I can't. He says, it keeps me from seeing where the ball goes every time. So he's out there.
Yeah.
I said, well, we are buying him sunscreen.
Yeah.
But here's the best thing. Game started at 7:15.
Yep.
And the sun's gone down. You got the wind off the river. And then it's
the
just
home
beautiful.
Bleachers are always
beautiful.
In shade at the
always
start of
the
game.
Always in the shade.
Always in shade.
Thanks, Rick, so much for
thank you
not,
both,
not
Linda.
Just for being on today, but for the Colt 45.
All right. Well,
you're more than
soon.
Welcome, and it's the community that makes this happen.
Well.
And cheers to you and Patty and for all your passion.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're going to
see you out the ballpark.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and we come back. We've got the Strawberry Festival people joining us, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress. At 2 in the morning, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights, in emergency response,
in aviation,
and now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message. Paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. 20th of May, and this portion, just let me tell you, is that the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council's 33rd Annual Memorial Service will be conducted on Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. at the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans Memorial Grove. Please join us as we honor military personnel lost in service to our country. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited to attend. And if you want to lay a wreath, this is the time to do it. In honor of our fallen comrades, complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony. This has been going on, like I said, 33 years. There's shade out there. We put up a lot of tents and chairs, so you'll be in the shade, water, and then, like we said, a lunch immediately afterwards, complimentary lunch. So come join us on the, you know, Memorial Day is May 30th, even though we, the nation celebrates it on next Monday. But it's on the 30th. So join us Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. down at the Veterans Grove.
And your keynote speaker.
I am.
And our current guests that are on the air have a special coin that they just showed us.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that.
And you want to tell them what a challenge coin usually is, but it looks like a challenge coin.
Oh, it is.
But it is a challenge coin, but it is going to be given for the first.
Well, we're here with Steve Westerby and Farrah Beer from the Strawberry Festival in Happy Valley.
Good morning.
A little bit closer.
Thanks for being with us this morning. We want to hear all about it. And, Steve, how long have you been involved with the festival?
Oh, gosh. On or off for 40 years in some variation.
And you've probably been at our station for many through our different...
Probably 5 years at least.
Right. And so today you're on kind of a media run. You bring us a great big strawberry shortcake.
Correct.
And
continue talking. I'm eating.
Yeah. And so let's talk about how it's formed and why, and your reason behind getting involved with the Strawberry Festival. What does it mean for you?
Well, first of all, it was started 85 years ago in Happy Valley, just as a way for families that grew strawberries got together and celebrated their first harvest. And eventually they built the community center. Eventually it moved from the community center, the festival itself, to the Happy Valley Elementary School, to West Valley High School, needed the room and parking. And now it's just a big, huge event. 84 years.
84 years.
It's been happening and in one variation to the other. So it's a pretty exciting tradition. I live and work in Happy Valley, and so it's a way to give back to the community. We support the Little League. We support the cemetery, Happy Valley, anything Happy Valley we're
That's fantastic. Supporting,
including fire department, schools, cemetery I mentioned, 4-H. So it's a large body of people out there that do lots of things, and we just try to be supportive. And we run and host the community center, which is a really nice venue for renting.
We've,
in the last 4 years, we did kind of a complete makeover on it. So it's a beautiful building now with restrooms and a little kitchen.
Yeah.
People have some really good celebrations there.
Now, Hannah, pull that thing in closer to you. Yeah, it moves.
There you go, Hannah.
There you go.
It's Sarah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's Sarah, not Farrah.
All right, so we're good. So, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
And so what's your why with are you a Happy Valley resident?
I am. We moved out to Happy Valley 8 years ago.
And
two of my neighbors on our tiny street, there's eight houses, two of them were involved in the Strawberry Festival when I moved. And they said, oh, perfect. So they wrote me in. And I had never been to the Strawberry Festival. So I went to the Strawberry Festival the first time, and then I joined as a board member.
You got right involved with your community.
Yeah.
So where did you come before you moved to Happy Valley? Where'd you live?
I'm from Siskiyou County.
Okay.
And then I moved back to Reading in 2013 and just lived in town.
Back to the big city.
Okay. Yeah, back to the big city. Okay.
Now,
so that's a great reason. You know, your friends and your neighbors, and you can be involved with the community.
It's your turn to eat, and because I've been... Chowing down on this.
I just love asking questions. I just have another question for Steve and for Sarah. So when you do the festival, we all know what kind of work it takes because you start, when you finish the year, you have to pick a date for the next year to start working on it. What kind of committees do you have? And do you serve on the committees? I know today you're doing the media rounds, but let's talk about the committee involvement.
So, the board members, we don't have really separate committees. We all just jump in and help wherever we can. So we go over it in our board meetings and then assign tasks to people.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say we've started a committee yet. I think one committee that we're going to be starting this year, which will be kind of a group of us that feel passionate about, starting a scholarship foundation for Happy Valley kids. So that will be an official committee that we're starting, but as of right now, there's nothing set.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
That gives us a visual.
There's about 12 of us.
Yeah,
12 on the that's a nice
board,
it's not four or five. So
everybody has their own ability to do certain things or has certain, like for instance, I own a fresh fruit company, so I have refrigerated trucks to keep everything cold. That's a nice to be able to do that. So that means I'm responsible for food, or at least the strawberries and the ice cream and the cakes.
And we're having some right now.
Yes.
And it's great. Now, how many people show up for the Strawberry Festival? I mean, approximately.
We did a phone count. Somebody was able to measure how many phones were there. And we had, I think, 3,800 on both days. This is 3 years ago. So it's a big, well-attended event.
So you got close to 8,000 people rolling through there in Happy Valley.
Correct.
So, okay, now, what are some of the other things? Everybody knows about the strawberry shortcake, which, by the way, you could eat it and be full for the whole day. And that's how big it is. So, but what are some of the other
Well, they have all kinds of things, vendors included, that do all kinds of crafts, whether it be metal or candles or face painting. And we have approximately 100 craft booths. So if you like crafts, it's definitely a good place to go. If I personally were going in another town, I would appeal to me because of the music there. We have two band stages, live band stages with local bands that are playing throughout the day. So that's a really good thing. The food, of course, we have 13 food trucks out there with tacos and all kinds of food. And we're going to have special drinks this year for, I can't remember what it's called, but that's some special drinks we have with our, because we provide the beverages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talk about adult beverages?
No. Yeah. Okay. Just that's a school, so
okay.
we have
Excellent.
To
okay.
stay in the
yeah, but you do what? But it sounds fun because you can bring your family, you can hang out for the day, hear the music, face paint, look at the different vendors, try different foods, and enjoy the strawberry shortcake.
And you can do it for free. It costs nothing for parking, and the admission is free also.
Yeah, the day starts Saturday at 7 a.m. with the 4-H has their pancake breakfast. On Saturday, and then Sunday, their pancake breakfast starts at 8. The vendors usually start opening between 8:30 and 9. And Saturday, there's a motorcycle show, and then we have the antique tractors that are going to be there.
Oh, man.
And then Sunday is the car show.
The antique tractors have been like a big mainstay for many, many years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question before we take a break about strawberries in general. And you talk about the fact for 85 years. There was a time, and I'm not sure if it's still so, that we supplied out of the Reading area strawberries for much of the nation or the world. Is that correct?
I've heard that. I would say not now, but up north they grow all the vines. I think Lassen Nurseries and maybe a couple other vendors have the vines, and then they transport them down to the Watsonville area where the growing climate is very conducive to growing strawberries. So, yeah, it kind of starts here is what I understand. They have some research going on in the strawberries in this area at their greenhouses, et cetera.
So, right. Okay, excellent.
There's a lot of strawberry stuff.
Yeah.
What I want to do is let's take a quick break. And so that we come back, we want to talk about those challenge coins, which is kind of, this is the first time that's happened.
Yes.
Great idea.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's been there for like 30 years. They're just great people there. When I say full service, it means watch repair, jewelry design, help you. You can design it, and they'll build it for you.
Best in the North State for 4 years.
In a row. And they're good people. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only place we go to shop for jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your ballot has arrived, and this is your chance to make your voice heard. In Shasta County, the way our elections are handled matters. Accuracy, transparency, and trust aren't optional. They're essential. I'm Joanna Franciscat, a longtime Shasta County resident, and I understand that responsibility. I have 17 years experience in the clerk's office, safeguarding our local elections. I know what it takes to protect every vote and serve this community with integrity. I'm prepared, I'm experienced, and ready to lead from day one. As you complete your ballot, remember the importance of your vote. Let's keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader. No one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Ventura Highway in the sun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNI.
We may lend you out a little bit. Buford's here. And
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst started his business close to 30 years ago, and there's nothing that he doesn't know about repairing windshields. He is the Windshield Whisperer. I gave him that name. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You've heard the story about Red Rover where he fixed the 8-inch crack on that windshield, and it lasted for 18 years until I sold the truck. And I saw it the other day, and you still can't see the crack in it.
You did
the
see
windshield.
It?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
You saw the truck?
I thought it was. Right. I thought it was. It winked at me as it went by. But he'll bring your vehicle, take it inside a climate-controlled area. He'll fix it. Guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances on your family safety. That chip may go to a crack as you're driving down the road. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Everybody we've sent down there, and people have told us that they've just been extremely happy. 5 out of 5 stars for Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we are here today with Steve Westby and Sarah Beer. I don't know how I got fair.
Well, good morning, both of you, but welcome back to this portion of the show.
From the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, and we've been chomping down on the, let me tell you, how many strawberry shortcakes do you fix?
Well, I can tell you how many ice creams we go through. Those are the big buckets, barrels of ice cream, and we go through about 140 of those.
Wow.
All right.
So and the reason I'm saying that is you show up late on a Saturday or Sunday.
That'd be Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, you show up late Sunday, you may not get a strawberry.
Well, our goal, we keep purchasing more every year. Our goal is to
everybody that wants
in the last half hour to be wrapped up. And
well,
we do have places for extras to go.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, your shirt.
Thank you. Fill strawberries.
Fill the strawberries. We're going
to
talk about
that. Wrong with the strawberry.
That's right. Well, May is the month of strawberries that explode on the market. They're strawberry festivals, of course, very much like what we're going to be experiencing in Happy Valley. Strawberry queens are crowned. But we think mostly that they're grown on a farm just down the road. But in fact, California supplies 80% of America's strawberries, and the percentage is growing.
Wow.
So it's a fascinating thing. We're going to find out more about it. But let's talk with our guests here back with the Strawberry Festival. Talk about the dates once again, and let's talk about these challenge coins. Was that whose idea was that?
Marlene, our committee, she has done those, and she's a very crafty, creative person, thought we should have some coins. So we have coins now, and they're pretty nice little coins, and they're pretty. They're strawberries on one side.
They're your challenge.
They are really
they're
cool.
They're your typical challenge coin, except it doesn't have anything to do with military or police or anything.
No,
this is
Happy
strawberries.
Valley 85th fresh
now,
strawberries.
Here's the thing. The first 200 people?
Correct.
Is that right?
First 200 bowls sold.
First 200 bowls
tickets sold.
Sold will receive one of these.
Yes.
Free?
Free.
Free. You'll get a one-of-a-kind,
really,
true. Mm-hmm. A one-of-a-kind challenge coin for the first 200 people that come through it.
Yes.
That's great.
It's exciting because it's another conversation we have with people about that. And, you know, whether it be on our ticket booths or our food booths, there's always people, just friendly people. It's a friendly event. Having a good time.
It
we
is.
Do have
it
one
is.
New thing this year. We
oh,
don't
okay.
like to feature new things, but we have struggled a little bit because there's not very good internet out at West Valley for us to use, so it made it a little harder for the vendors. This year we have brought in an internet site. We have rented, I guess, an internet location. We will be robust in the internet and being able to have people use their cards, which people use frequently now, to purchase from the vendors.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes to use cash anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up where you used to carry cash, you carry your card.
We've had an ATM, probably will still have that, but it's a new thing for us, and we were excited about working with an organization that does that, and they were willing to work with us, and we're pretty excited about that new thing.
Sarah, what is your favorite part of the Strawberry Festival?
My favorite part is, you know, it's a free event, and with the economy and everything, you see people that are able to come out, even if it's just for an hour and walk around and bring their kids, and it really renews my, you know, commitment to being on the committee every year, because you kind of wonder, you know, we take care of the community center and things, but, and we can do some scholarships or donations to different things in Happy Valley, but you see the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that swarm and come together and are having a good time and are smiling and are in the sun and are outside and they're not on their phones, and yeah. It's just, it really is amazing. It really just...
That's cool. What you enjoy the most is people enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and community spirit.
Being together in the community. Yeah. You know what? When we have the events downtown here and the line dancing and all these other things that we have, you know, community spirit is so important. And this is just another way that we have up here in the North State and in Shasta County of building that community spirit. So, and so 83 years. 84 years.
85 years.
Okay, he's giving me four. You're telling me five.
I should have.
My thumb didn't work.
Okay. It's going to be on, what the dates again?
Saturday and Sunday this week. Memorial weekend is when it all
starts. So it'll
be
the 23rd and 24th.
Two stages, multiple bands.
Correct.
It'll start at 7 o'clock with the pancake breakfast on Saturday, 8 o'clock with the pancake breakfast on Sunday.
Correct.
And it goes from then 7 to...
Five
on Saturday and four on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you guys sell merch?
We do. We have T-shirts. So we're going to have a special 85th anniversary T-shirt this year. And then we have fresh strawberries that we get donated from Driscoll's that we sell as our fundraiser. And we also have a gun raffle this year. It's going to be our second year doing a gun raffle.
Gun raffles are very popular in the North State.
Yes.
We have one for the Marine Corps ball, too. It offsets cost.
Exactly.
Well, the challenge coins are fantastic,
oh my
you
gosh.
Guys. The first
Get there early.
Yeah.
Get there early.
Well, we have a few to give you. A few bags for you to give to your viewers and have a couple of tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
And a challenge coin, a flashlight.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
A key fob thing.
You guys are, like, building up the merch. You're building up the goodie bag thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fantastic. And then you bring strawberries
in. The goodie bag, can people buy those? How does that work?
Sometimes we'll have little bags a little bit bigger than what we're having at this radio station today that you can put your strawberries or merchandise in when you're walking around the festival.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
These are just going to be our 85th anniversary bags that that we're giving to the radio stations to give out.
Fantastic, guys. That's just really great. Well, we just know it's going to be a successful event. We love that because there's nothing better than having somebody who lives there, wants to see it succeed, give your love and energy to, like you said, the community center, to the cemetery. These are really important parts of a community. What was the other thing? The community center. The
4-H, Little League.
4-H, Little League. Okay.
Fire department.
Been part of all of it. So love all that. So the fire department as well. So this event this weekend will sprinkle out monies to supporting Happy Valley community.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Exactly.
Okay, and let me see here. Well, I can just say that I can't eat all of my strawberries. I mean,
they are a big bowl.
These are definitely
conducive to a food coma.
Yeah, I mean, look, it could be two or three the key out of that bowl. That's fantastic.
And Buford's looking at it like he wants to finish it up, but that would put him into a sugar coma.
So, like, for instance, what will this beautiful bowl, like, you know, imagine when you're at the...
It's got to be a pound.
Yeah, and there's strawberry and the strawberry shortcake and the ice cream and everything. What does that run to go buy that at the festival?
They're $10 a ticket.
Okay.
$10 a ticket, and that's what the first 200 will get you, also the challenge coin.
Correct. So when you buy your ticket for your strawberries and ice cream, the first 200 will also get the challenge
coin.
Those
are so cool, you guys.
And these are one of a kind.
And they're beautiful. Class act. Class act. Ding, ding, ding.
This one will go into my collection.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys get the bell as far as, like, putting it all out there with just...
Yeah.
So beautiful and inviting.
A lot of help. We do get a lot of help. I mean, it's just not the 12.
Oh, no, no. It's
we all have branches that reach out.
Yes. How many volunteers would you say?
Good question. To scoop
in
strawberries would be 6 times 15, whatever that ends up being. That's
90. That's 90.
And my wife organizes that crew. Sometimes it's alumni. It's the school staff. It's the fire department.
Team challenge.
League.
Team challenge.
Right. Sometimes we even
you've got
volunteers.
Probably 150 volunteers out there. Also.
Easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Including Cal Fire guys in the Happy Valley community, new to us. The buses, they come and help us during our setup thing. So we generally take care of them somehow.
Thank you so much for joining us this weekend. Yeah. It's the Strawberry Festival. Friends of mine to play in bands.
And it's going to be at the West Valley High School. Starts at 7 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. It goes till 5 on Saturday and 4 on Sunday. Go down there. Have a great time because this is a one-of-a-kind.
And free to the free, except for when you get your... Now, make sure you get your bowls of strawberries, for sure.
Okay, when we come back, we've got Sheriff of Shasta County.
KCNR Shasta Ready.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. President Trump is applauding the outcome of yesterday's primary, saying all 37 of the candidates he endorsed across six states won. Perhaps the highest profile contest, GOP House race in Kentucky, where Trump-backed candidate Ed Galrine defeated incumbent Republican Thomas Massey. South Carolina House has passed a Republican-friendly congressional redistricting blueprint.
The chamber voting Wednesday on a new congressional map, sending it to the more skeptical state Senate. But some Republicans question whether redistricting could backfire, making districts competitive enough for Democrats to gain seats instead of securing all seven for the GOP. If the proposal becomes law, South Carolina would delay its U.S. House primaries to August and spend at least $3 million on another statewide election. Lawsuits against a new map are likely. I'm Julie Walker.
7 out of 10 Republicans surveyed for a new AP North poll approve of the way President Trump is handling his job. He gets generally high marks for his conduct of the Iran war and immigration. Wildfires firing up again in Southern California. 17,000 homeowners are under evacuation orders as the Sandy Fire burns in the hills above Simi Valley, northwest of Los Angeles. The two teenagers who shot and killed three people in that attack on a San Diego mosque were radicalized online where they first met. That according to investigators who say the teens left behind hateful writings targeting various races and religions. Barney Frank has died, the longtime Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, 86 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading higher. The Dow is up 372 points. The Nasdaq ahead 290 points, and the S&P is better by 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talk to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof. One great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The Democratic Republic of Congo dealing with a deadly public health crisis.
The scale and speed of this Ebola outbreak is alarming health officials. It took weeks for the virus to be identified, and by then it had spread widely in an area beset by conflict, with many families displaced from their homes. Limited facilities to test for the virus are slowing the response. The WHO says it urgently needs more financial support to fight this outbreak.
That's the BBC's Fergus Walsh. Russian President Putin praised his close ties with Chinese leader Xi and said their countries are close partners in trade and international affairs. This is a open bilateral talks today during Putin's trip to Beijing. Xi welcomed Putin with a ceremony at the Great Hall of the People just days after meeting with President Trump in that very same venue. News and analysis, townhall.com.
In New York, a woman steps out of her SUV into an open manhole, falling to her death.
Police say it happened late Monday night near Fifth Avenue and East 52nd Street in Midtown Manhattan. Con Edison says it's investigating why that manhole cover was off. Brady Metzger adds it to one of those concerns living in New York.
No, it is a big fear. I mean, I'm more scared of getting pushed into the tracks than I am of the manhole covers, but I did hear about that incident in Midtown.
The utility company sends its condolences to the grieving family and says safety remains our top priority. Julie Walker, New York.
Single Gen Z women are outpacing the men of their generation when it comes to buying a home. They accounted for 35% of all home buyers in their generation, while single Gen Z men represented 18% according to the National Association of Realtors. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's been a busy, busy, busy morning, and it's continuing more busy. Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. That's our website, and you can go in there and take a look at that. All of our programs are in there, our archives. And you can click on there and listen to us all over the world, which it seems like people are doing from some of the phone calls I'm getting. Why you're listening to me in Guatemala, I'm not sure. Anyway.
Well, why not?
But they seem like really nice people.
Why not?
What they're writing to me. And Ben's here, National
Pick Strawberry Day.
Pick a strawberry. We just had the strawberry festival in here.
All right. We're going to be go ahead.
And?
It's National Rescue Dog Day.
There you go.
National
and Buford's in here rolling around on his back, proud to be a member of that association.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to go into the weather real fast. Partly sunny today with our high temperatures of around 93 with our overnight lows, mostly clear skies with 62. Tomorrow's calling for 98. Hot day and 64. That's going to be a big jump from 98 to 64 on Thursday night. Friday calls for 96, a hot day once again. And Saturday is 92 and Sunday is 92 as we get ready for Memorial Day, which is Monday, sunny with a high near 91. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You tell me, read the weather. Our friends out at Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. A veteran-owned company where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, if you were listening to the show before, we had really some really wonderful community members that put on the Strawberry Festival. So before we begin with
Steven
our...
Sarah.
Yes, before we go into our next segment, which, you know, we're thrilled to have our sheriff on, I'm going to give you our caller. I'm going to give you this little 85th Strawberry Festival Happy Valley bag, and in it are all kinds of tchotchkes and goodies, along with two $10 boats for those strawberries.
Is there two?
There's two of in each bag. I got a bag I'm going to give away today, along with two Colt 45 tickets. So we want you guys to have a great time and enjoy this and know that the Colt 45 games open on the 29th, but the Strawberry Festival is this weekend. And the first, how many people before they go in for the challenge coins? The first 20 or 200?
First 200.
First 200, with these boat tickets that get that, we'll get a challenge coin. So, want you guys to enjoy this Happy Valley.
So you're
going
to get two Strawberry Festival strawberry float boats and a challenge coin and a pen and flashlight and that kind of stuff. For the first person who calls, 530-605-4567.
All right.
And our guest today is Sheriff Michael Johnson.
Good morning.
You know, I see you all over the place, which means that either I'm all over the place
or you're all
over the place or we both are all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's our community, right? Lots of things to do.
I saw you at the rodeo 18 times. How did that
Hey, let me tell you about, speaking of being all over the place, my last two mornings have started out just fantastic. Yesterday, went and spoke to the three first grade classes at Manzanita Elementary School. Just great to, go and mix with kids and start your day off on a positive note. And then today I come in here and you got Buford, and Buford's just
Hasn't Buford been in here before when you've been in here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And so I got to hang out with Buford for 10 minutes before coming on the show, so that's another good start for me.
Well, Buford is, he comes up to our guest and he sits down in front of him and they'll pet him. And then when they stop petting, the paw comes up and he puts it on their leg. You're like, don't stop.
Yeah, it's like, you're not done.
You know what? He is such
great dog.
He's never met anybody he doesn't like.
Oh, well, I could help him with that.
Yeah. Well, he's a good boy. And you love dogs.
Oh, yeah. Love dogs.
You love dogs.
Yeah.
The rodeo, mm-hmm. And I know you had people down there.
Yes.
You know, some of your people, some of your deputies. And I think on Friday and Saturday night, they had like over 20 law enforcement officials down there.
Yep.
But is there ever any big problems down there?
You know, we never had at least since I've been involved with the sheriff's office and the rodeo, there's never been a huge issue. There's always a fight here or there, you know. But for the most part, no. Nothing major, nothing serious. Very blessed that it goes that way. People go and have a good time. I love the rodeo. And rodeo week is very busy, as you know, Carl. There's events that go on even prior to the rodeo starting. And it's just a great great thing in this community, great tradition and a good time by the community.
Well, you know, the thing is, it does. It goes on for a week. And then, you know, and right before that, there's Cool April Night. So you got thousands of people coming in that aren't necessarily Redding residents.
Right.
It may be Shasta County and beyond for both these events. And I've seen one time, and I've been going to rodeo a long time here, that I saw two guys shoving each other. Yeah. But they were being converged on.
You know, usually,
by
Carl,
some law enforcement.
Usually when we have a fight or a shoving match or something like that that's about to escalate, it usually comes at the end of the rodeo, during the whole events
No.
And
it's on the way out.
Yeah, and we have, because there is a good contingency of Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, and us there, even I think CHP might even be there at times on the outside, we have enough people to deal with it. We're right on top of it, and things don't get out of hand. And I'm happy to say that because I've been to other events where, not here in Redding, but, you know, other festivals and stuff, they can get out of hand.
It can, and it can happen quick. You know, I've been reading across the country, and you probably have too.
Yep.
All of a sudden, all these gangs of teenagers are taking over an area, and there's fights and all types of things. And, it gets serious. We're talking dozens and dozens of them. And, you know, we're blessed that we don't have something like, first of all, it's a different atmosphere.
It
totally
is. It's a different crowd.
And the second thing is we have a big presence on events like that. And I think that right there, just the presence.
Well, the presence and the, having the people to be spread out and be at all the places throughout that whole facility and grounds is a big deal. Because
what do they call that? The area back, the party area.
The flats.
Well, rodeo
we
flats.
We never made it over there this year. I didn't.
And the dance area.
I didn't either, Linda. And I love the flats. I usually spend at least one of the days in the flats, and we didn't even make it over there.
It's funny. The flats where you all are talking about, but then there's the dance area. But the flats, usually we have four or five of the association there.
Yeah.
This year, when I'd walk through, there might be one of us there. And I'm not sure why that is.
The red shirts are usually pretty heavy.
But you know, every day, you know, because we usually have, you know, there's people, you know, going up to Buckaroo, you know, flats up there looking. But we always used to have three or four people, but there wasn't, anybody.
But
we don't need them there.
But quickly, too, let's talk about the fact that, you know, the arena was spread differently this year. So, you know, you had different, what do you want to call it? Platforms. Three or four more platforms.
Yeah, we had six platforms up this year.
So I think the crowd was dispersed differently.
Well, and they moved them. They moved those the two platforms that used to be over by the chutes, And they also did the flats different where they weren't cooking inside.
Yeah.
Right.
They did the 10 outside first. Yeah. I thought
we decided we wanted to try that.
How did that work out, by the way?
Well, you know, we're still getting, you know, reports back on it, but we got everybody in between, I think, 5 and 7. So everybody could come in and eat and then go to the rodeo and not have to worry about having all that activity going there and trying to find tables.
Because it got congested in that area. But it was all part of the fun. But yeah. I was just wondering how it worked out with the outside tent.
Well, we're going to have our after action meeting here in a week or so. And everybody's going to talk about things that worked real well and things that, okay, we might need to, you know, tweak next year.
What's your guys' favorite event at the rodeo?
Mine? Yeah. I have yet to see a rodeo in the last 5 years. But I have to tell you,
when you're working it, you don't get to
watch it. Yeah.
I mean,
the thing, you know,
I like the bucking. I love the Bronx.
Yeah,
I really love the Bronx.
Mine's kind of behind the scenes and things that you don't see, but are so important, like the stripping shoots, where the animals come in and after they finish bucking, and you got to pull the bareback rigs or you got to pull the saddles. And let me tell you, those saddles and bareback rigs are screwed down really tight.
Right.
So it is trying to break them loose, get the saddle off, get all the straps put together, and before the next one comes in. It's little things like that that nobody ever sees.
Yeah.
And the guy's running the cattle in.
Right.
And attach the lines to them. And, you know, the rope so that when they leave, you know, it gives you that head start.
Yeah.
All these are little things that nobody notices, but somebody's doing.
And I'm getting the National Anthem acts out. So what happens is I meet them early. I make sure that I get to see their whites of their eyes because it's really important that everything's timed because on the Cowboy Channel, they have to be standing at a certain place, which is right there where all the guys are getting ready to go and get on their bowls or whatever. A lot of activity, the clowns, the rodeo, all of that's happening right there. So we're standing in line. I'm just there to make sure that they get their microphone. Lee gets them out to the stand. So I happen to like to be able to be on that committee that gets to select. We had 31 people audition and 4 people were selected to sing the national anthem. And it's really a moment of gravity, really, and can they handle it? Because you're now in the middle of arena with 7,000 people and what you're expected, how you dress, how you behave, all of that. Can you follow directions? So I love that part because I think they all have left with, wow, what an experience. They got to do that. Their family got to see them on the Cowboy Channel, et cetera. So I like that, but I don't get to see it because I'm behind, you know,
the shoes. Yeah, yeah. And when we get back, because we have to take a break, what's your favorite part?
Yeah.
When we get back.
Yeah.
And we will be right back.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Big X
action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fee.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash entry slot play.
Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! And you know what? We had not played that for years, or for about a year, and then Sheriff Michael Johnson was here, and he goes, hey, whatever happened to that? And we started it again now, so yeah. Thanks to Sheriff Johnson, you get to hear this
I
every Wednesday.
I appreciate that.
For everybody.
That's the second best part of my morning right there.
And first part?
Was Buford.
Buford.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, maybe we fall in the top 10.
Yeah.
We are here with Sheriff Michael Johnson, and we were talking rodeo, and we'll get into sheriff stuff right after that. But your favorite part of the rodeo, you asked us.
Yeah, I have two that are probably equally endearing to me. One is the mutton busting, and the other is the bulls, riding the bulls.
Okay.
I love watching those kids. Some of them, it's... They think it's going to be a good experience, and it's traumatic for them. They're crying and stuff. But other kids, man, they are all about it, and they want to ride that thing, especially the guys that get on there backwards, which are the ones that always do end up doing better. But it's just fun to watch the kids do that and have a good time.
And a girl has won twice.
Yeah, the girl won this.
Hey, I've got a great story about bull riding for me.
Okay.
So when I was about probably 9 or 10 years old, I've told this story to a few people, my godmother – she was a rancher and a cowgirl, and she had a big bull in the pen. And after dinner, I snuck out the door and went over to the bullpen, and I waited by the fence, and this bull came around finally to close enough to me. So I thought I was tough enough to jump off and jump on the back of the bull, which I did. And it bucked once and it threw me like a rag doll into the steel, corral, piled me up. I cut on my face and bruised. And, after I cried for I don't know how long, I tried to put myself together and walk myself back into the house. And my godmother pulled me aside and said, "Which bet you won't be doing that again, will you?"
She
apparently watched the whole thing from the window.
Let's just rub a little dirt on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, the mutton busting this year, We had 150 signed up in 12 hours.
Wow.
In 12 hours. In one day.
I liked, signed up. I liked how we got to watch that at the steak dinner.
At the launch party.
At the launch party. Yeah. That was really cool. Yeah. And my little granddaughter, who's 4, was just all about it, too. She's begging to get to go do it. And I told her, well, honey, maybe next year.
It is 5 to 7. Got to be under 60 pounds.
Well, then she's going to be in next year.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's organized child abuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're today, we talked about the state of the tribe. And, you know, you've got to be everywhere all the time, covering counties, supporting events, going to political events. So many things that cover of what you need to be involved with and be informed about. So today you're going to,
I have a sergeant who is graduating SLI, which is the Sherman Leadership Institute. It's it's like a mini college for mid-level management to prepare for promotion and learn about an organization. It's very comprehensive. It's several weeks. They go for a week at a time throughout the year, and then at the end of their time, they have a big graduation for them. So important to me to groom and succession plan and educate my staff. And it's a huge commitment by not just the agency, but by the individual that's going through it. Today's his graduation. So that's my priority today is get to his graduation.
Yeah. Cause you're his mentor.
And speaking of state of the tribe, let's talk state of the sheriff's office.
Right.
Where are we at right now? Snapshot.
Yeah. So you know what? We're coming up on budget presentations and budget for the year, and I got to tell you, it's tough for everybody, not just for Shasta County Sheriff's Office, but for the DA, for the public defender, for HHSA, for Reading Police Department, the city. Everybody's crunching, and we're no different. So we had to cut several million out of our budget actually this year.
Wow.
And finding the means to do that when you're already understaffed and under budgeted is quite a task, to say the least. But I don't mean to make it sound like doom and gloom, because, you know, we'll figure out a way and we will continue to serve our community and do what we need to do. But it's going to be a lean year for sure.
Well, I tell you, the DA's office has been talking about this. It's not a surprise to me. And for people who listen to the show, she's been talking about her problems for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it really culminated this last few months. They're losing 6 of the assistant DAs to other areas.
Yeah, and you know, it's Carl, the thing about that is, and I do sympathize for her, because you know, as I came into this position, I had the exact same type of situation with my jail. Remember, I was understaffed with my jail. I was understaffed on patrol. I was down 15 patrol officers the same time my jail's suffering. And when you look at those salaries of your deputies and your correctional staff and my record staff across the board, and you compare to like-size agencies and workloads, we're behind. I mean, we're still 20% and some cases up to 40% difference in pay for other areas. And what's happened to her is happening to Reading and us as well. Butte has passed a public safety sales tax for the county, and the city passed a public safety sales tax. So both of them over there in Butte County now have given good salaries, good signing bonuses to those entities, and we're losing people to them.
Well, I know that one of the DAs, I think we start them here at like 84, 88, and Butte County is like 130 or 140,000. And I mean, and you don't have the workloads that you all have here.
Yeah.
And God bless us here in Shasta County. We hate taxes and all that. But at a certain point, you know, people have got to ask themselves, what is the lowest thing you're willing to settle for? And when we hit that,
right,
what do you do then?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
It's concerning, because when you look at the economy, you know, a lot of that's, a lot of the revenues are based on either property tax or sales tax. And when that is suffering and you're not having the income come in that you used to for those coffers, for not just, like I said, public safety, but across the board,
across
for
the
all
board,
the
infrastructure,
all the departments,
everything.
It's going to have to be reevaluated at some point for sure.
Well, the recruiting seems to be okay. You seem to be holding up there.
Yeah, we are. We're actually very fortunate. We've done very well. It's taken a while to get there. You know, there's several things that are involved with that. There is strategy in your recruitment. There is culture in your organization. They're in there.
You with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they're normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda just ran off to another appointment, 8:34 in the morning here on the 20th of May. 72 degrees, going up to 93 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy Maxwell has got both insurance and financial management and in one office at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on your investments or your insurance, give them a call at 530-221-0441. Or like I said, drop by 1378 Hilltop Drive and make an appointment. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we're real happy with them. Our guest today is Sheriff Michael Johnson, and getting ready to come up the budget, and just like everywhere else, it's a tough year for sure. If you could give another snapshot, say for the next 6 months, what should the people of our county know, Mike?
Well, it's prosecution has gotten tougher, as you mentioned, for the DA and what's going to be done there. But I'm only going to speak for my agency and my department, because
sure,
that's really all I can do. We're not going to change anything about the way we're doing business, Carl. We are going to continue to go out, respond to calls for service, make arrests, make cases, and do good investigations. We're not going to back off on just because something may or may not be prosecuted. It's not going to change the way we serve the community. We've got a lot of really good momentum going at the sheriff's office. I got to tell you, the just two entities that we've got connected working together within our agency is our SWAT team and our major crimes unit, our detectives. So we've got them kind of simpatico working cases. So when the major crimes, I'll give you an example. They just did one a couple of days ago. When the major crimes unit works a case to the point where they've got search warrants to serve, they've got kind of a matrix that they'll look at now and determine how high risk that search warrant's going to be. Is it, you know, some financial fraud case where it's going to be walking the white collar crime paper through the door where they don't need it? Or is it maybe a subject that has a history of violence and maybe possession of firearms, and they're going to need to go make this arrest? So that when they determine it's something like that, they get together with the SWAT team and they make a very tactical plan for serving that warrant, securing the area, and then the detectives come in and actually doing the search. So just did one of those where the show of force and the overwhelming tactics and getting there keeps everything really safe, and very proud of them. They've been working really, really good together and been doing really good things. And we have bolstered that team, that SWAT team, which you'll appreciate because, you know, SWAT and military is all very much alike. We've got that team up to, I think, about 15 guys now, and which is a huge team. So we can split the team, have plenty of guys for perimeter, plenty of guys for entry. Got drones going with that. We've got various force options out there, you know, with beanbag guns and tasers and dogs and everything else. So we've created an environment where it's actually safer when the SWAT team rolls out versus, you know, kind of not so high level tactical.
Well, and SWAT team, this is kind of an adjacent duty. This is when they're called, they're usually doing something else. And,
right. We don't run a full time SWAT team like some huge agencies does. Right. You're exactly right.
And so I just want people to understand we don't have 15 SWAT members just sitting there waiting for things.
No, no. These are all guys that also have other duties. They're either part of detectives, they're on patrol, they're school resources, whatever they are, they have their normal duty and they have SWAT.
Now, and I've read, and I'm sure everybody has read of several cases that have been here in the United States where two officers went out to serve something in an eviction notice and or something where they end up getting killed or shot. And this has happened several times this past year.
Right.
And the, so going in with a show of force, a lot of times prevents anybody from being hurt.
Yeah, and you know, you make a good point, Carl, because that's your civil units that, even though there's two sworn deputies attached to the civil unit, they're the ones that are going out and serving eviction notices. And eviction period is a pretty confrontational, high emotional thing to have to do. So we're starting that crossover with SWAT with them as well. Actually, SWAT is going to be training the tactics and giving them that same type of assessment when they're serving a warrant so we can try to keep everybody safe and do a better job at what we're doing out there. Okay. And I got to tell you, the level of dedication from all these folks, whether it doesn't matter if it's SWAT or detectives or patrol, is really, really risen up. They're really up in their game with that and becoming more sound, better officers, better tactics across the board. I've got 7 SWAT guys that are paying with their own dime to go to this national competition in Vegas this year, because that's the competitive level. That's the level of expertise and tactics that they have risen up to. So it's kind of impressive.
Yeah, when we did our hostage rescue scenarios, our guys, our shooters, were shooting a lot all the time. And you have to work your tactics and how you're going to do it. And we didn't have the mini drones back then. And so a lot of this was, you know, how you stacked and how you went in. But we've got a lot of force multipliers now. The cameras? What are those called? The ones that are out on the roads?
Body cam?
No, not the body cams. The other ones are up on just the on.
Oh, the license plate readers.
Yeah.
LPRs.
Flock cameras?
Yeah, flock camera system. Yeah.
Do we have a lot of those out there?
We've got our community pretty protected with those, yes. Reading has a bunch. We have a bunch. Anderson has some.
People say, oh, well, now I'm being imaged everywhere.
Yeah, not true. Yeah, I mean, it's not. They're reading plates. I mean, sometimes we have a semi picture of the driver, which is usually not high resolution. But we're not.
You get a picture of the car, though, right?
We're not using that the way people think we are. It's not being used for anything other than solving crimes. We're not monitoring traffic. We're not tracking individuals and where they're going here and there. When there's a crime and we need a car, we get it. We just solved one a couple of weeks ago where we had a pretty high-profile case of a felon, and all we had was a description of the car, and we were able to enter that into the system. And before you knew it, we had a ping of him going by one of the cameras.
It'll show the license plate, but it also kind of lets you see the vehicle too, though, right?
Oh yeah.
So and that's what I saw. It said there's a big dent on the right front, and you might be able to see that. So that helps. And it, well, also for people missing, didn't we just have a missing person?
We did, and a recovery from that too.
Yeah,
in the case I was telling you about, to drive home your point about the description of the vehicle.
Yeah.
This was the shooting that was over by Scowie. It wasn't at Scowie,
yeah,
but it was over there.
Remember that?
And that shooter took off, and the officers got on scene and had a description of the vehicle, which was a color, make, and missing a front bumper. We didn't have a license plate. And that got entered into the Flock system, and we got the ping from one of the cameras. And within 2 minutes later, the Redding and us were in pursuit of that suspect into Oak Run, and which led to, you know, a warrant and a good case and arrest and identification of the guy. And
You know what? It all comes down, and use this term, force multipliers. We don't have enough people. And I'm just saying, a lot of times in the military, but especially in the sheriff's office and the police department, you don't have enough people. So you need to use technology to help have people, not people, but to be able to enable your officers,
right,
to do their job. And there's also got to be trust in this thing, too.
Sure.
A drone flying isn't in your backyard looking at your 16-year-old and her friends at the swimming pool.
Right. Yeah.
I've actually heard that one
before. Well, you know, Carl, it's like anything else. One, when there's new technology and change, people are apprehensive. They're always apprehensive to change.
Mm-hmm.
But two, there's also people that use that technology in bad apples, right? Whether it's bad apples within an organization or just in the general public, whatever. There's always people that use things for ill will, and it's up to me and my command staff to oversee that and make sure that that's not being done within our agency.
Okay. I'm here with Sheriff Michael Johnson. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Watch your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Redding 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow Simpson University is going to join us. And my other guest has changed, had to change. Paul Salisbury, who's a candidate for the first district congressional seat, and we moved him to next week because he couldn't be here tomorrow. And so Gary Oxley will be here Friday in the House of Realty. So weather today, partly sunny and then becoming sunny with a high near 93. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 98. It's going to stay like that Friday, Saturday. Saturday down to 92, and then it starts getting a little bit cooler next week, Tuesday, high near 81. So the weather's good. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Discounts always for seniors and veterans. And we're here with Sheriff Michael Johnson, and I'm talking about snapshots, where we are, things that are going on in the sheriff's office. It's budget time again, and it's going to be a tough time. We talked about flock cameras. Yep. And how they've been very beneficial to the sheriff's department.
Very beneficial.
Missing people and crimes out there.
Hey, so, Carl, a little shift. Yeah. Since you mentioned veterans, what do you got going on this weekend for Memorial? There's a lot of events out there, and I know you're very active in a lot of those.
Well, on Monday up at IGO, they've got a they have a ceremony up there, but the Memorial Day is the 30th. So on the 30th, which is a week from Saturday, down at the Veterans Grove at the Civic will be another Memorial Day celebration.
Yeah.
And followed by a free lunch, a complimentary lunch, I should put it that way, put on by the Rotary. And that's what I get involved in that. I'll be speaking, and it's a very, very, I think, touching event. Just like on IGO, wreaths are laid in memory of those who have fallen, which is what Memorial Day is for those right. who have fallen in defense of our country. And I always remember my last tour and the last person we lost. I'll always remember Major Megan McCain. And that was my last combat tour, and we only had a couple months left to do. and lost her in Ramadi. So,
what year was that, Carl?
That was 06.
06.
It was November of 06.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, fine officer, Naval Academy graduate. So, yeah, I will probably talk about her a little, about somebody that didn't have to be there but volunteered, really? Which is what our military is now, just like police forces. It's all voluntary, and you're serving your nation and your community and each other.
So. Yeah, well, certainly that's what it's all about, and that's what I hope people remember and come out and support.
Speaking of support, you know, when we have Brian Barner was just on. I know Brian's leaving.
I'm going to miss Brian. He's been a good partner for us.
And they're doing their search right now, I'm sure, for the police chief.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to, since he's leaving in July.
Right, yeah. It's TikTok. It's coming quick.
He's gone. The working together, it seems like the working relationship, the sheriff's office, the Reading Police Department, Anderson, and the California Highway Patrol seems to be tight.
Yeah, it is. It actually very much is. And it's a really good thing for the community. You know, you've heard me say it multiple times. I've worked in, this is my fourth county, and it's not like that everywhere. And we're very fortunate that we have what we have going in the North State here. And when you talk about that working relationship, Carl, it's not just the law enforcement guys that are all, or agencies that are all working together. It's the entire public safety system up here. We work good with fire, we work good with EMS, we work good with the DA, the public defender, the courts. Everybody seems to work pretty good. Now, that's not to say that our system is healthy and working well because of everything else that we got going on, but the cooperation is good. And it is vital for the community for that to happen, especially when, you know, you're short budgeted or short staffed and
sure,
and you need the help, and especially sheriffs in the rural areas rely on a number of different agencies as our backup and stuff. So keeping those relationships and maintaining that cross training and that cooperation is key for us.
Especially when you're out, you only have one officer per car, and I mean, yeah, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, which they often are. Yeah.
Get a call on domestic violence. I mean, you're hoping that there's, California Highway Patrol, fishing game.
Fishing game shows up. Sometimes U.S. Forest Service guys show up. Because
they also go through post-training. Some of them do.
Right. And Cal Fire has a division of law enforcement. Sometimes they show up.
I learned that, I don't know, several months ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That they've got post-trained Cal Fire guys.
Oh, yeah.
And girls.
Yeah, they sure do. And they're right there with us, too. And they show up.
And they're on patrol also.
Yep. They're out doing law enforcement duties. You betcha.
Well, I knew that, you know, fishing game would. They have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it would just surprise me that Cal Fire was out there.
And yeah. You know, people don't know this a lot, but fishing game, speaking of them, they're like our best partners when it comes to marijuana eradication. They come out and help all the time, and we help them all the time.
Because they're out there, they're out there where it's being grown. Are we making any inroads?
Oh, my gosh. It is incredible what we have accomplished over the last 3 or 4 years with marijuana.
Okay.
When we first started the marijuana eradication team in 2021, they had been absent of that for several years. And so we were behind the eight ball, and you'd go up in the plane, and it wasn't a matter of trying to spot grows. It was a matter of spotting the biggest grows and determining which ones you were going to take on. This year, when we flew early, because it's coming into season here, we're having to search pretty hard to find grows in our areas now, which is a really refreshing thing. And to see the progress that we've made now, the unfortunate part of that is we've pushed them out to the other, our surrounding counties, but, you know, Shasta County's ours, and that's what we're trying to do. And, yes, we've made some huge inroads with that, Carl.
Well, you know, the fact is illegal ones use illegal pesticides, roticides. I mean, they kill everything in the general area. They pollute the water.
Yeah, everything across the board.
They steal water.
Bring in more crime. They transport. They work forced labor, human trafficking, other hard drugs, murders.
Yeah.
It's just across the board.
It is.
So knocking a lot of that out and pushing especially those cartel grows and stuff out of our area is really a big deal.
I kind of get the feeling that cartel grows, once they've been hit several times, they look for an easier place.
Well, yeah, it's the path
they
of
don't
least
want
resistance.
They don't want to get in a firefight with the local authorities.
Well, it's business for them. It's product. Yeah. When they lose product, and they're going to go where they're not going to lose product.
Yeah, the return on investment.
Yeah. Business like everything else.
Isn't that horrible? Yeah, but it is. It's true. Yeah. Does legalized are people, now that it's legalized, putting it in, you know, legalized areas to grow?
There are some successful and legitimate legal businesses, and mm-hmm. there's others that use that as a way to still feed the black market and profit. So it just depends. You have to really look into that when you have something. But, you know, again, we're not the casual legal grower who has a few plants and he's growing for himself. We don't have time for that. Yeah. We don't care about that.
Sheriff, final thoughts here. Anything coming up that people need to know?
Coming into summer, kids will be out of school before you know it.
Water safety.
What water on the lake and on the rivers, please, exercise and common sense, and my God, don't get too intoxicated and get out there on the, especially in that rapid Sacramento River. That's where we lose a lot of people. But on Shasta Lake as well, you know, we have boating accidents and we have people that underestimate the power of water and coldness and can't swim. So pay attention and
make
be
sure
safe.
Your kids have got their floaties.
Make
on.
Sure your kids are well supervised and have on their flotation devices, because those are the ones that can go overboard really easy, or just a blink of the eye be gone.
We've lost them before, even when the houseboat was on the side of the lake.
We just had a very young kid, about a 7 year old, I think it was. And a family up at Shasta Lake that turned their back on their kid for no less than a minute, and the kid drowned. And it's just a horrible thing.
So be careful, everybody out there. Sheriff Michael Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate the community, and thank you.
Well, we support you. And tell your people to be safe. Hey, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.